dwell on the exact details of all the OECD work in this area, I've prepared a handout illustrating some of the work which has been ongoing at the OECD, which is available at the entrance. Very much as my colleagues here, my goal today will be, in terms of setting the context, providing you with some of the information going on in the OECD and try to brief you or give you an impression how our work can be influenced by your points of view and what kind of difficulties we are facing in conducting our work. With respect to the topic of access and creation of content and its efficient distribution, I think these sort of conferences and your groups have been particularly successful in putting this topic on the map. I think that's in terms of international organizations actually taking up such an issue, putting it on the map of policymakers, that's a very important first step. What is totally obvious to you, maybe, you know, user-created content and different remixes of work, etc., at a level of an international organization, governments may be less obvious, and you know, at the level of ministers, etc. So there's a big step forward in bringing that on the map. This is a very sensitive, usually, topic to deal with at the international level and also at the national level. So to get the proper balance to the debate, it is for us always necessary to hear your voices in particular. So I'm echoing a little bit what my colleagues have said previously. Our job here is to provide independent analysis, especially, I mean, I'll talk about the OECD in particular, but to provide independent analysis. For that to happen, to occur, we rely on hearing all sorts of voices, and that would be an encouragement also for fact-based evidence that we can then reuse and bring to the attention of policymakers. In principle, the nature of the OECD is different from WIPO or the European Commission in the sense that we don't legislate. We do recommendations. We do studies that then feed into, I mean, hopefully feed into legislative actions at the national and at the international level. But from the start, our work is supposed to be more analytical and less politicized, maybe, because the actual output is not per se a legislative, legislative instrument, but analysis. So the OECD is not doing international treaties, but trying to make effective use of the different voices in providing independent analysis. Now, I've been at the OECD for 3 years, and I've experienced a lot of times also suspicion towards the OECD because the members are essentially industrialized country members. And I can say, at least for the information communication technology unit or the units that are involved in science, technology, innovation, so our directorate, that there is a sort of openness towards the arguments, the economic and legal arguments, also applies to the different viewpoints, so also outside from OECD and industrialized countries. So when you look at the reports, you will hopefully see that there is, it's not like we don't understand the work here as embodying, say, opinions of industrialized countries to voice those towards non-industrialized countries. Now, in terms of the actual work ongoing, there has been a recommendation on broadband development in 2004, and from that recommendation, a number of different projects resulted. And I'll just mention two main pillars. One is the one which relates to digital economy in a broad sense, and the other one to consumer policy issues. You will notice sometimes when you interact with the OECD that consumer policy as such is often a self-standing pillar at the OECD and not a cross-cutting one. Often that is, I mean, at least on my, from my personal perspective, a disadvantage because consumer policy issues are often an element which, you know, should be present in many other debates. So there's work for you and also the OECD in ways to rethink the way that consumers can input to that debate. Now, the two pillars in the digital economy sense were the one on scientific publishing, open access, and public sector information. And the details are over there at the table. So this was one of the projects. And the other project was studies in the area of digital content. This included sectors such as music, online games, scientific publishing, etc. So for the OECD to move into such a field, I mean, you can imagine the face of my fellow economists who usually deal with inflation targeting, etc., you know, very technical economic measures, the surprise of those colleagues that we would certainly move into areas such as digital music. In a way, this surprise has faded a little bit over the last months because it has become increasingly clear it's not about music or our children playing games only, but that it's, you know, these broader topics of creative communities and openness are at stake, which have, you know, beyond just economic interests of certain stakeholders, much broader implications. One, in a sense of growth and employment for our economies as such, so this would be a broader economic imperative, but then also much more on the side of cultural and social implications that stand to benefit or lose in the discussion. So the future work will build on those two elements, and there some of the, I mean, I would urge you to take a look at the exact work programs, try to feed into your national delegates at the national level or at the international level towards this process, and when we have studies ongoing, and I cannot mention all of them which are planned, but one is film video, for example, the other one will be on participative web online news distribution. When we conduct these studies, then we rely very heavily on your input. This group focused on consumer policy has in parallel worked on issues which are of great relevance to this group, and most of you, I mean, I know Jamie, Ben, et cetera, are already in touch with our unit on consumer policy, and we have one representative here today, Yoshi Takahashi, and also Sarah Andrews will join you later in the afternoon.